Welcome to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. For the next hour, we'll be your local real estate news magazine. I am Mark Schneidman, your local realtor since 1988 with Coldwell Banker and a Santa Barbara resident since 1977. I'm here with talent on loan from the California Department of Real Estate. We're live Monday mornings at 11 o'clock. Call us at 564-1290, 564-1290. During encore broadcasts, Monday evenings at 9 p.m. and Saturday afternoons at 2 p.m., call me direct at 898-4242, 898-4242, and visit RadioRealEstate.com. As usual, I'll do my weekly multiple listing update, tracking median home price sales weekly, year-to-date, and the current active inventory, all compared to last year's numbers. We'll start right after the news. Welcome to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. For the next hour, we'll be your local real estate news magazine. I am Mark Schneidman, your local realtor since 1988 with Coldwell Banker and a Santa Barbara resident since 1977. That's before today's guest was born. I'm here with talent on loan from the California Department of Real Estate. As usual, my weekly multiple listing update, tracking median home price sales weekly, year to date, and the current active inventory, all compared to last year's numbers. And time permitting, we'll again review some of the quarterly median prices for 2005. You can call us at 564-1290, or toll free 866-564-1290. Also go to RadioRealEstate.com to listen to past programs. And brand new, if you go to NewsPress.com, and click on AM 1290 at the top of the page, and then click on something else, something like streaming or listen to the radio, you could listen online anytime. So if you're out of your car and you're just near a computer, just go to newspress.com and click on AM 1290. Today's guest has been on the program, but it's been, what, Margot, three, four years?
I think about 4 years, Mark.
4 years. She is a owner of a mortgage brokerage company called Diversified Mortgage. She is a longtime friend and a client, a real estate client, a buyer and a seller. And she is a sponsor of this program, Margot Zen. Welcome back to Radio Real Estate.
Thank you, Mark.
4 years. I couldn't get you back on the program. What turned you around? Did I insult you the last time you were on?
Let's call it persistence.
You just, well, welcome back. And I just called a mutual client of ours down in near Pasadena at the last minute and asked him to try to check out newspress.com and then try to hear the streaming audio, see if he can join us. So there's a lot going on. I think the program before us had some kind of wedding planner, like a wedding registry. One of today's topics is a loan fraud registry that's planned. And also some different types of loans that are out there, what works, what doesn't work. And a newest thing I saw is that 50-year mortgages might be on the horizon. 30 years is traditional. Some people opt for 20 or 15 if they could afford the monthly payments to get out of it quickly. 40-year mortgages came on the market, lower payments, and then 50 years. So that's some of the topics. Margot, a diversified mortgage originated in Santa Barbara, and you have offices now south of us in Ventura, Santa Maria.
Yes, we've actually 9 locations now, Mark. We have our closest office to you now would be Santa Maria or Westlake Village. We closed our Santa Barbara office a few years ago only because we needed to concentrate in those other two areas. So I still do a lot of Santa Barbara clients. One of my loan reps in Westlake spends a couple days up in Santa Barbara. Most of our stuff happens north or south of you.
But right, and I know that personally with me and my clients, you have handled it personally, but running 9 locations, so you do, when I give you a loan, you do it.
Yes.
But it's quite a juggle. We're going to talk about some different, these new state laws too. Margot has some
diversified mortgage. She did diversify. She has an office as well out in Utah. We'll talk about some different state laws and regulating mortgage brokers, what you could look for and ask for when you go to apply for a loan and decide who you're going to work with. Let's just start off the top with interest rates. It seems like, you know, the last couple of years, the prices have been just jumping up, and everyone was thinking, well, God, these interest rates can't stay low, and then when they go up, they're going to affect prices. And I kept waiting for them to go up for, you know, the last 2 years, and they never went up. And recently, they did bump up a little. Now they're dropping down again. So what's the mystery, and what do you see happening?
Well, I think everybody can agree there is some mystery to it. It's hard for us to try and get ahead on the information. But what's happened really in the last 2 years is the Federal Reserve has gotten together and they have raised the short-term interest rates. And what most people don't understand is what the Federal Reserve is raising is what the banks buy and sell their money at. We don't deal with a lot of bank-backed long-term mortgages, so it has not affected most of our residential first mortgages. What the banking rate affects is mostly home equity lines of credit and commercial loans, and some of our credit cards too. So throughout that process, the scuttlebutt in the press has been that rates have gone up, but really long-term 30-year fixed rate mortgages have stayed very, very low, with them, some of them being under 6% today, which is pretty amazing. So some of our shorter-term rates have gone up. The indices that tie to the 3-year, the 5-year, the 7-year, and the 10-year fixed-rate mortgages have gone up a little bit, but those are still anywhere between 5.5% and 6% today as well. So there has been some mystery with that, and it is hard to understand. But basically, the short-term rates have been rising while long-term rates have been staying pretty static.
You know what's really amazing? Is I actually understood about half of what you said. Now let me read it back to you. The Federal Reserve, you said, raises what you're calling short-term rates, which is what banks borrow.
Correct.
And that primarily affects commercial loans, credit card, maybe equity lines of credit.
Correct.
Okay. And you said it doesn't affect what everyone out there might be listening to for borrowing money because. Why?
Well, it doesn't. It's not the same.
Or not the same impact.
Right. It's not the same index that is tied to fixed rate mortgages. And when I say that, I mean fixed rate first mortgages, pretty simple 30-year fixed, 20-year fixed, 15-year fixed. It does not affect what changes those interest rates, is the best way I can explain it.
Okay. What would you say primarily does affect that, or how does it this Federal Reserve raising the short term, how does that eventually have a ripple effect?
Well, it has a ripple effect on how the economy performs, and that ultimately is going to have the most impact on the Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac type mortgages, which is basically what we're looking at to determine whether or not our long-term rates are going to go up. And that's kind of where the mystery is, because it's not the same effects every time that raise those rates, but a lot of it has to do with supply and demand of money, supply and demand of property, and also, you know, what does our growth look like as an economy? And that's what's going to affect those more. So you see where everyone's afraid of inflation and afraid of pushing us back into a recession, that would have the most impact on the long-term rates.
Now, you threw out Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac like everyone would know what that means. We always talk. I thought it was Freddy Krueger. Are you sure it's Freddy?
Well, I think it depends on who you talk to on what day.
Sometimes it feels like someone's behind you. They're government organizations to guarantee. Why don't you explain exactly?
Okay, they're not government organizations. They're government-sponsored organizations, and what that means is they are publicly held corporations, much like any large company, Ford Motor Credit, you know, any of those larger companies, but they're scrutinized by the federal government. And what they are, they're entities that set the tone for what we call conforming loan amounts and conforming loan interest rates. That's the easiest way to explain it. So any loan today under $417,000 that doesn't need a lot of whistles and bells such as stated income. If they're fully documented income loans, they will fall under these conforming loan amounts, and that's where the best interest rates come from. And those are scrutinized by the government, but underwritten by these two entities, depending on which tool you use.
They're underwritten. Now, is it 417 or 419?
I believe it's 417.
Oh,
it might be, hold on, let me look it up. It might be 417.5, but.
Isn't that funny? So these entities underwrite these loans, and if you, what you're saying is, if you're a borrower out there and you want to borrow some money and it's going to be under whatever it is, 417, 419, 417.5, and it's a fully documented loan, then you will fall under these guidelines that these entities have outlined.
Correct. And it's all automated now. So you run the application through an automated system, and if it meets and fits in, then it's priced that way.
And then you will qualify for that rate.
Correct. Okay, here are the new conforming loan limits effective December 7th of 2005 for all states except Alaska and Hawaii. If it's a one-unit building, it's $417,000. Two-unit building, $533,850. Three-unit, $645,300. And if it's a four-unit property, $801,950.
Yeah, we did a little trivia question to ask people how they could get a conforming rate when their loan was higher than 417.
Got to move to Alaska or Hawaii.
Or buy a duplex.
Or buy a duplex, correct.
Or Alaska, Hawaii, or is it Guam?
Yeah, I think Guam and the...
And the Virgin
Islands? I think it's where Saipan is. It's around Guam. I think those are American protectorates like Puerto Rico, and so they do have the higher limits.
Right.
But don't quote me on that.
It's I had it written down. I have it somewhere. There's the four of them. But so, you know, we kind of went off a little on this this interest rate. So what right now the Federal Reserve has raised for the rest of 2006, in other words, what you're saying is, hey, if nothing in the economy has a big hiccup, we might not necessarily see the traditional 30-year mortgage rates, you know, jump up. They might increase a little, but they might not jump.
Well, I don't know if I'm willing to say that, Mark.
We're recording this, by the way.
I know that.
Broadcasting this across the country.
Well, I'll give you my canned response to that, because that being a mortgage person, that's the question you get asked the most is, well, what do you think rates are going to do?
Well, people ask me that all the time, and
right.
It really, really annoys me.
And it's, you know, what I've been saying for the last 4 years is they're definitely going to go up. Okay, so now I've been wrong for 3 years. Let's see if maybe this year I'll be right. I don't know. There's no way to know. I definitely think there's at least two more rate increases with the Federal Reserve over the next 12 months, although they've backed off on their verbiage quite a bit. I think it was last Thursday we had one of the best stock market days since October because of some of the verbiage that people were translating, for the lack of a better word, out of the Federal Reserve minutes. But I think that you're probably going to see the prime rate go probably to 7.5, if not 7.75, over the next 6 months. That could have an impact on long-term rates as well. Depends on what it does to the economy. So it's a hard question to answer. I have no idea. All I know is they're low right now, and people should take advantage of it.
I'm talking with Margot Zenn, owner and loan consultant with Diversified Mortgage. We'll take a break. This is Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. We'll come back and we'll just ask her what the rates are today as of January 9th, 2006. And then we'll talk a little bit about some of these options. She referenced qualifying to get these conforming loans, which is the people with the best credit, full documentation. We'll talk about, well, what if you don't fit into that category? What are your options? Talking to Jeff before you came on, and he called some of these loans the time bomb loans. So, you know, where do you fit in? And then these new 50-year mortgages, 60-year next. Our phone number, 564-1290, 564-1290, or toll-free 866-564-1290. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.